The interesting part of Lang Smith's Governed Agent's Guide is that it arrives when an agent stops being a demo and starts touching the bill, the database, and somebody's audit trail.
Yeah, the core claim is pretty concrete. Put an LLM gateway in the runtime path, so policy becomes an enforceable decision on every model call, tool call, and agent hop. That is a much more useful object than another dashboard telling you what went wrong yesterday.
My week is going fine, in the narrow technical sense. I've read enough governance material that the word policy now feels like a notification I forgot to clear. And somehow we're doing episode 741 of this.
Almost 8 months since November, and we're still delighted by centralized logs. That's either maturity or a very specific cry for help.
Okay, that's genuinely funny. The guide's timing makes sense, though. Agent workloads burn through more tokens, uptime starts mattering, and companies have to show that rules were actually applied, not just written in a document.
Right. The gateway gives one place to authenticate usage, choose approved models, minimize exposed context, enforce data and spending policies, handle failures, and retain evidence about the decision. That last piece matters because an enterprise needs to answer what happened, under which policy version, with which provider and tool.
And there's a real product story there. A team can add a better model or a cheaper model for a narrow task without rebuilding authentication, redaction, telemetry, and spending controls inside every agent. The framework gives a useful way to start. Some teams need visibility because usage is exploding. Others need control over residency, retention, provider access, and permissions. Regulated teams may begin with assurance, meaning versioned policies, evaluations, and audit evidence.
Those entry points are different, and that's important for adoption. You don't need to pretend every company begins with the same governance program. But as usage grows, visibility, control, and assurance become connected rather than separate projects.
The boring foundation is unusually specific to enterprise security, SSO through SAML or OIDC, just-in-time provisioning, centralized provider secrets, workspace separation, data residency, and audit logs that include outcomes and policy versions.
That's the part I like most. If an API key is copied into 20 agents, rotating it becomes archaeology. Store it once, scope it to the teams that need it, and deprovision a person through the identity system instead of chasing permissions across 5 tools.
Exactly. We've spent months saying the controls win, and this is the implementation-shaped version of that idea. It's less glamorous than autonomous execution, which is probably why it has a chance of surviving contact with procurement.
No way.
The guide also draws a line between what needs governing. LLM calls raise costs and private data risks. Tool calls can change production systems. MPC calls can cross an infrastructure boundary. Agent-to-agent traffic can pass unauthorized context through a chain.
And that changes the design question. Content filtering is only one layer. You also need to decide which tools an agent may call, which credentials it receives, and when a human approval is required.
That connects directly to our old control shift conversation. The agent can be impressive, but the workflow needs a place to inspect, stop, and explain it. This guide turns that into a gateway boundary rather than leaving every application team to improvise.
I'm with you, with one large footnote. A basic forwarding proxy is easy. The production control plane is expensive. Guardrails need tuning, provider integrations keep changing, cached and reasoning tokens complicate accounting, and model deprecations become your problem.
Ha. There's Ava's cheerful product review. Congratulations, you have purchased a second infrastructure company.
I said large footnote, not funeral notice. The credible adoption path is to connect the gateway to tracing, evaluations, and monitoring. Then a blocked spend request appears in the trace alongside the agent's path, so the team can tell whether the policy or the application needs work.
And that gives the upgrade path some teeth. Evaluations can test whether a smaller model, a shorter prompt, or a different policy preserves quality. The gateway becomes part of the development loop instead of a separate compliance island.
Uh-huh.
That's a much better place to leave it than another giant promise about agents. Ava, I'm going to stop before we invent a governance maturity index live on Exploring Next. See you in the next one. Preferably with fewer dashboards.